This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. I talked to the chair of the House Appropriations Committee, Representative Shane Hernandez, a couple of weeks ago about the proposed budgets. One of the things I asked about was this 9% cut in the Department of Natural Resources budget. He said it was because the department received some one-time funding, but we really didn't have the time to get into it all that much. So we've invited someone who keeps tabs on the Department of Natural Resources budget. Amy Trotter is the executive director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. That organization represents some 200 hunting, fishing, and other types of groups. Amy, welcome to Stateside.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right, so tell us what you know about this 9% cut in the DNR budget.
Well, I don't know if it's fair to say that it's exactly a cut in the budget. Some of that is just one-time funding that was not renewed in this New Year's budget. So some of these things, for example, one of our member priorities was a pilot program to release pheasants on state game areas. That was funded in last year's budget, and it's not going to be continued because it was a one-time funding for that pilot project.
So is the DNR basically in okay shape despite what appeared to be a cut?
Well, there are certainly some challenges in the budget. And so for our members who are primarily hunters, anglers, and trappers, we're looking at a few key things. Invasive species was continued to be fully funded in this budget, so it's been a pretty stable $5 million a year for the last several years, and that was retained. Chronic wasting disease is certainly a hot topic these days, and the executive budget asked for $2.3 million for chronic wasting disease. $2 million of that was one-time funding, whereas $300,000 of that was going to be ongoing. And when you look at the budget, it actually says that they approved that general fund money for the $2.3 million. But unfortunately, if you go down a few more lines, it says there's a wildlife management fund shift where they shifted $300,000 of that ongoing money away from general fund and into some restricted funds, specifically forest development fund and turkey permit fees, which cannot be used for chronic wasting disease. So effectively, that's a cut, and they tried to be creative, I guess, with the accounting on that.
Okay, take me through that again. So you're watching this shift of turkey hunting fees. Exactly how did they manage that, and what does that mean for what doesn't get funded now?
Right. So in terms of chronic wasting disease, there's a lot of cost to this, and we want to do both research that is ongoing. We want to make sure that we're using the best available science, that we're working with academic partners and partners in other states to learn more about the disease. So that's really kind of where the $2 million comes in, is for that research arm. But there's continued and ongoing cost associated with running the wildlife disease lab, having surveillance, being available to check deer and test them. Right now, all of that is offered for free to hunters. We want to continue to make that free and available to hunters so that they have some peace of mind, and they're also helping with the surveillance efforts on the ground. But that $300,000 ongoing to infuse the lab with that kind of budget, unfortunately, it was supposed to be general funded through general fund monies, and they decided to try to take away that general fund but backfill it with turkey permit and forest development fund money. So in effect, it is a cut because you can't use those funds for that purpose in the wildlife disease lab. The budget bill is just an authorization to spend. So they're saying, DNR, you can spend turkey fees on this. But the DNR knows that those fees are actually constitutionally protected to only be used for turkey purposes. So they can't use it. So it's an effective cut. Even though they've said, I give you authorization to spend this money, the DNR knows better.
What's your overall view of the DNR's budget this year then?
We're fairly comfortable. It's certainly something that, you know, we saw some early conversations about some cuts that were in the end restored to conservation officers. We were pleased by that. And overall, we think it's reflective of, really the base for which the department has to fund conservation here in Michigan. It is primarily a restricted fund and a user-funded entity and agency, and they really rely on their users to pay the bills. So hunters and anglers are footing the bills for nearly all of the fish and wildlife conservation in the state and a good portion of the law enforcement. So, you know, we would expect that they're continuing to use the revenues they expect to fund those things. You know, we are concerned with some of, like I said, the fund shifts and, I guess if you want to call it, creative accounting there on those ongoing things that are a priority for our members. Another big concern that I saw in the conference report is a shift away, again, from general fund money for forest development wildfires to that restricted fund. So essentially, when there's a wildfire, and primarily these are started on private lands, or they are certainly implicated in private lands as they burn, you're using forest development funds money under this budget proposal to fight that fire rather than general fund money. So you're actually hampering your efforts in long-term management of the forest because it's burning up in the management of a forest fire. So that's not the way we want to do business. That is the way it has been done before, and we were starting to get away with that with some significant general fund monies that was going towards wildfire protection, but unfortunately they did move that to the restricted fund again, about to the tune of $630,000.
Amy Trotter is the Executive Director of the Michigan United Conservation Clubs. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.